Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Act.
Not a fucking clue. Off.
We do occasionally, somewhat vaguely, know what we're doing.
When?
I don't know who you think you're dealing with.
All right, fair enough. Also, candle. Where is my...
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Candle. Look, Ben kept putting mine out last time. I'm just gonna assume...
This candle is definitely going out this session.
Mine went out last session. I have to put a new one on. And now I've lost
it. The triple wick.
Man, one for Perrin, one for Astoria, and one for Jessica.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then, when one of them goes out, I'm sacrificing Astoria.
Jinkies!
If Chase dies, I am becoming a terrorist, so...
Wow.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, bud.
For legal purposes, this is a joke.
You know, actually, that.
All right. So, jumping back into it. On our last session, the party arrived at the house that Lilith built. The big mansion in middle of nowhere, northern Illinois, where the Nafandi had set in for a while. Their investigations netted a number of realizations. The first being, yes, this was in Nafandi base camp. They were attempting initially to open a call, the mouth to hell that spits out new Nafandi after you shove mages in there. Assuming they even live, as well as something was summoned, something small but powerful was summoned from the Umbra. Yeah, hi, Loki. This is exactly the right time for you to begin zooming. Thank you. They also discovered the gruesome degree to which these Nafandi are dealing with humans, using them as human sacrifices and playthings and even alarm bells, setting everyone on edge, knowing just how evil and fucked up these Nafandi are.
Look, sometimes you gotta make a new doorbell.
Yep, out of a human skin. And you make them do it for you. Yeah.
I don't know who you guys are talking about. You don't do that.
I'm about to.
I'm not coming to your house anymore.
Speak for your fucking self, man.
I will.
Walls.
I'm going to order somebody to stop breathing here in a minute.
Yeah.
We're lucky it won't be one of us.
Some investigation inside the house itself. Revealed more brutality, as well as some more details about exactly the numbers and a little bit more about the disposition that they're dealing with. One head Nafandus, who's been at it a while, and two serving with her, as well as an unknown number of cultists. But there is substantial evidence that those cultists have been dabbling in demonic investments. They also, right at the very end, discovered a scrapbook of photos that very clearly had been left behind on purpose. The Nafandi, having left this place, presumably... party believes because they located a call, meaning that they did not have to go through the effort of making their own. Why make your own call when you can just take over one that's playing around? And upon perusing the scrapbook, Jesse is unfortunate enough to discover that at some point, this particular Nefondic sect involved her mother. Many, many years ago, her mother was involved, and then, by all evidence, seems to have left. Why she was in the sect, what she was doing there, why she left, all remains a mystery, but it does shed a little bit of light on why the Nefondi claim that service to Mother, Lilith, is Jesse's birthright, and also why the Nefondi and Lilith take special interest in both Jesse and the rest of her family, like Vinny. You can't unring a bell, and even if you, once you leave a Nefondic cult, the things you do there tend to follow you elsewhere. So we left our intrepid heroes still in the Nefondic house with a couple of things left to discover. We just kind of ran out of time, and the Ma reveal was a good enough cliffhanger to end on. So I'm going to pull up the dice rolls because I still have those for all of your guys' investigations. And we're going to pick up right where we left off, with Chase having pocketed the photo album surreptitiously and managing to do so. Or just the one photo. That's
just
right.
Just the one photo. Yes, he does not have any sort of magic bag in which to store a whole photo album. But yes, he is taking the one photo.
You got to work on that.
We've got enough of those kicking around, and we don't need the whole photo album.
I was about to say, Chomsky's got one, and Loki, what the fuck? Anyway, yeah, you're right. You don't need the whole photo album.
So Aletha has one.
Yeah, Aletha has one. So. All right, so yeah, nobody knows that he did that except for him. But so the party departs what appears to have been the bedroom occupied by the mistress of the house and continues their investigations. Aletha.
Yeah.
You are the next one to discover something of note.
This can't go badly. Remember that, everyone.
Never, ever. Not even a little. Nearby to that master bedroom, you find two additional bedrooms, which looks like they had been occupied and then abandoned, presumably by the two other members of her little sect. And that is kind of expected, and there's nothing really of note to be found there. But further down the hallway is another bedroom.
Okay.
That one, when you arrive, has been decorated to different tastes. The main bedroom where the primary Nefondis was making her residence was draped in purples and blacks, very like dark Roman emperor type vibes, whereas this one is decorated almost exclusively in red.
Hey.
Which makes it almost cover up just how much blood has been spilled in this room. Aletha is aware, because as I recall, you had life vision up coming in here. But even so, you can smell it.
See, I don't remember for sure if Aletha had any visions up or not.
Yeah, I don't remember for sure, but I think you had life vision up. But
I'm willing to roll it.
Yeah, not a huge deal. You would smell blood. I don't know if any of you have ever walked into a room that's full of blood. I have. You can smell it.
Been out here being a blood sniffer.
Yeah, you know. And the room is kind of festooned with knives, all of them stained with blood. Knives of all varieties. Short, long, curved, jagged, paring knives. Like, whoever was here really, really liked knives and using them on people. The bodies have all been cleared away. But on the dresser are a series of very artistic but extremely fucked sketches of basically vivisections that were carried out with these knives by whoever was in this particular room. There's also one special little note that kind of ties the whole on the dresser next to those sketches, which are all done in blood, by the way, is a large silver chalice, thoroughly stained with blood. To say someone was drinking blood on the fancy side.
Okay. So we have a Nafandi trying to be fancy while drinking by drinking blood.
Maybe, maybe not. You have three bedrooms, and you have
Vampire.
Three Nafondis in the photographs.
Oh, true.
So, probably Vampire.
It's a bot.
Okay. Is the room, aside from, well, actually, even including these, but is the room kind of swept clean of personal artifacts?
Other than the knives and the sketches, yes.
Okay.
You don't get the feeling that these sketches, like, actually were worth anything or were intended to accomplish anything more than they were just idle art making. This was their idea of art. Vivisect somebody and then make sketches with their blood on a pen.
Yeah. All right. DM question then.
Sure.
Would one of these work as like a personal item to make tracking easier?
Possibly.
That's even in the rules. If you have something that is a personal artifact of somebody.
That's why I'm wondering if it would qualify under that.
Probably the knives, maybe. But I mean, like, nobody leaves their knives behind if they're important to them.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be important to you. It just has to be something that...
Right.
I think it's something like you have, like, basically, like, a not even a personal attachment to, but have enough... have used or connected enough, because like technically I think like things we've used in magic, even if they were used up, would still qualify.
Right.
Like if Olathe used plant magic and the bits of plant left behind, I think might technically kind of count for that.
Yeah, it would be a fairly weak connection, but it would still be trackable. This definitely would be something that you could potentially track with.
Okay. And a room that smells of blood. And a die that apparently jumped off my desk at some point. Yeah. All right. Well... something to keep in mind, but not something I can do a whole lot with now, I don't think.
probably not right probably, this second, but it
yeah,
does
open probably mostly just yeah, just let the party know of hey, you know, that room there. Apparently, one of them decided to make a bit of art. I'm pretty sure it was a vampire, based on, well, the room in general.
Other great. Than that, I feel like it might be worth taking a knife or two out of there.
I was thinking the same. Kind of a possibility of tracking.
Yeah. I agree.
But I don't necessarily want to disturb things until we truly need to. The more things we disturb, who knows what else they may have ready to set off.
It's fair.
Okay.
We'll add that to the list of stuff to grab before we leave.
Yes.
And Chase.
That's me.
Never had a fucked up thing happen to him in his life. He may not even recognize them if they happen. They're so uncommon.
Oh, wow, that music's loud.
What?
Music's loud.
Yeah, I don't know why it just got louder.
Very.
I should do that. So, Chase, as these last few rooms are being investigated, Samson is very distracted.
Bless his heart.
And he kind of gives you shoulder bumps and whines and looks away to indicate strongly, I want to go this way. And Chase this way is back towards the main stairs leading downwards. Once you get about halfway down those stairs,
call out to the party and let them know that this is what's happening before just disappearing.
Smart.
Just, hey guys, Samson found something. I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah.
Weren't we all staying to... Well, I guess you technically have the spirit. You don't have to. Never mind. I was going to say, we had been staying all together because...
Yes, we have to.
Yeah. Astoria's covering us.
Did we finish up here?
I think I guess, for now.
Regardless, we can come back. Chase, hang on. And
okay.
Astoria kind of hurries after him while keeping everyone in sight. Come on.
Okay. It is very faint as you are making your way down the stairs, but you hear from somewhere below a dull thump. Very dull. Like something soft bumping up against wood. Just a dull thump.
Did you know we don't like those?
I can imagine you wouldn't.
Oh, out.
Time to investigate that.
Okay. You arrive back on the ground floor. And don't see anything immediately obvious. That sleeping area that was being used by the cultists is off to your left. That big dining hall is off to your right. And the rest of the ground floor is kind of like conference rooms and the kitchen. but there's no obvious immediate source for the thump or the second faint thump that follows behind it.
Olathe, Jesse, do you mind scanning for signs of life in here again?
Or death, as it were.
Ben, I'll go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need another roll?
Yeah. Give me a core life.
Yep.
Four successes on a core life.
Three suck core life.
Okay.
Three suck core life matter.
Core life matter. Okay.
We know we're dealing with vampires.
You do.
Lathe at least knows enough to know that they're not just life.
True.
And also, they've been keeping people alive while they've been dismembering themselves. Actually, probably zombies.
Yeah, I'm saying Nefandi, you're also known for undead. So.
Can I meet core life time? Can I just see what it was?
Not really necessary at this point, because y'all kind of will already figure this out. You had previously determined by the void in the matter that there was a large cellar under this building. There is one faint and fading life form in said cellar.
It's
under your feet somewhere.
I guess it's a fair question. Is it one we recognize?
No.
Okay.
Time to get down there, it sounds like.
Yep. Sounds like, someone's alive down there still. Ben, since it's core life, just core life, right?
Core life is plenty, yeah.
Okay.
I understand what you're asking me. The pattern that you're seeing does not have matter involved in it.
Okay. And is probably pretty hurt.
Yeah. Verge of death.
Yeah. There's someone down there almost dead.
Be careful. There's been a lot of demon deals done here. They could be not themselves. Bait. Yes, bait. Do-gooders coming in, seeing someone hurt. Great setup for a trap. So have I.
We have got to work on the two of you.
Why? We're back to doing what we normally do.
Yeah, my skill set that I've acquired is quite useful now, thank you very much.
Same.
But, yes, hurrying to the cellar, at the very least, to see what all's going on.
Okay. The entrance to the cellar is in the kitchen. It looks like this was... probably this whole space was refrigerated back when that was a thing. And it's dark as shit down there.
Hey, Ben.
Yo.
You have night vision.
Astoria does, in fact, have dark vision. Oh, my God.
Finally useful.
I have night vision. Da-da-da-da.
I think DMs everywhere. We're tired of hearing.
Yeah, man.
Astoria.
Useful for once.
Mm-hmm. Can see pretty clearly what's down there.
That the rain is gone?
I'm also looking for any sort of runes or anything etched into the sides or anything that would denote some sort of like trap that would initiate as we go in.
Same with matter to see if there's anything that like they've been written on with.
Okay. Give me perception alertness. both of those.
Also, Terran or not?
Sure. The rest of you can smell what's down here. And it's even worse than most of the rest of the house has been to this point.
Ben, can I get a difficulty?
Diff 7.
Then 2 suck.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a 1. 4 successes.
Okay.
And then 0 for Terran.
0 for Terran. Terran doesn't have dark vision.
He fucking doesn't. He also doesn't have a nose.
I guess I could also. I mean, he does, but roll, like. But...
Yeah, their sense of smell is not necessarily their defining trait.
I have raven sniffer dogs for a reason.
Yeah, you know.
You don't know what I'm training in my spare time?
So, both of you, Astoria and Olathe, notice another set of those sigils that were around the whole house of the stay put variety. They appear to have placed an additional set on the cellar. A prison within a prison to make sure that whatever was down here didn't get into the rest of the house.
That's not a great sign.
Don't mess those ones up yet. That's maybe necessary to keep.
That is not a great sign.
We'll note them, though, in case we need to leave.
Yes, there's a second set of stay-in-place sigils, and something down there, this is reading more and more like a trap. Or...
the holding area?
Yeah. Got any idea what that thing is down there?
So, Astoria.
Yeah.
You can see quite clearly. Shut the fuck up!
We're gonna keep doing this.
I'll kill you.
Try.
Not if I do it first.
Not if I do it first.
Hey, Lamel. The one faint life form that you were able to spot is a person. Correction. Was allegedly. A person. Hold on. They are, call it melded or melted into a larger mass of putrefying, decaying flesh. One that probably made up about 20 people. All of whom have been melted and fused together to form some kind of very large abomination of flesh and bone and claw. I need... wits, occult, or intelligence, occult. I really need to clarify which one of those I should be using. I'm going to say intelligence, occult.
I think wits is what you know. Intelligence is what you can, like, look up and research.
Intelligence is what you know. Wits is, like, a quick assessment of a situation.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the way it goes?
Should
okay.
Be intelligence, occult.
Yeah, wits is for figuring something out. Intelligence is for things that you would just know off the top of your head. And the research skill is for your ability to look things up.
Intelligence, occult. All right.
Mm-hmm. I have some of that.
What diff?
Diff 8.
I am, no matter what.
My buddy.
I have great news for you.
You botch?
No. 5, 6, 8, 8, 9, 9, 9, 10, 9.
What in the goddamn fuck?
I'm gonna keep it normal with 2 successes.
I got 7.
Leal, lay the zeros. And
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see if we can save it here. How do you like 4 from River? Oh, wait, that's 10, not an 8. How do you like 5 from River?
Okay.
Not as much as the story is 7, but still pretty fucking good.
Look, I'm taking what I can get here.
Yeah, man.
Also, Ben, yeah. This cat's spending XP on intelligence points with the latest help. I hope you're aware of that.
Good for her.
I wanted to do it
before. Oh my god, she's learning tricks.
Keep it up, I won't teach you bird.
Taryn's not meant to be smart. Bird brain is a thing for a reason.
Taryn is meant to be an absolute murder tyrant.
He's a blender.
He is a blender. And we love that for him.
Guided blender.
He's a blender with eyes. That's what he do.
He's a rocket-propelled guided blender.
Yeah, man.
He's like that fucking, the RQ-9X knife missile.
Yeah, Taryn knows where he is.
Guided blender.
He knows where he isn't. Okay.
Where he isn't is much safer than where he is, but only for a short amount of time.
Before he arrives at where he isn't. And makes it where he is.
By subtracting where he isn't from where he is.
Alright, we've run this bit as far as this bit can go.
You want to bet? I bet we could run another 10 minutes.
Is it time for initiative check already? Because this sounds gross, and I don't think we're asking too many questions about it, are we?
Okay. Can I get my answer for my 7 before you rush us into initiative first?
Hold on.
Oh, we're burning it. It's just like you're 11 to hit.
Chase.
Rude.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, man. It's gross. Chase is already looking to draw on his sword. Like.
River had what, 5?
River had 5.
Fuck off.
Look, the dice like the cat. The cat likes the shiny.
River.
It helps. It was River's exact dice that rolled the 10.
Kind of does her cat intrusion into your brain thing. And reminds you of something you read in the vampire book that you were given.
Okay.
And that is that certain types of vampires, she's hazy on the memory, are able to work with human flesh as something of one of their magical arts.
Yeah.
Astoria.
Astoria.
You are familiar, quite familiar, with exactly what you're looking at. And thanking Artemis, and probably a few other deities in that pantheon, that it doesn't appear to have worked. What is going on here is an attempt, presumably by one of the Sabbat, to recreate something that the Zemisk clan of the Camarilla are able to do. To your knowledge, and just about everyone else's knowledge, no one has done this in a very long time. This is Vozd. It is a mindless behemoth of death. About a dozen ghouls are needed to create one. And it is essentially a 15 plus foot high walking biological weapon. They are melted into each other and molded. An example that I could give Sting and Bird that would make sense is a Hell Pit Abomination. Isn't too far off from what these things are.
All
I'm picturing right now is Captain Keys cousin. On the Truth and Reconciliation.
Yeah, there is a bit of artwork in Art Means and Vibes to give you some kind of idea.
I'm so good.
They are a flesh and bone tank, a super weapon. They are lobotomized, each of them, before they are melted into this. So they effectively have no will of their own, no sentience. They are just bound to the will of command of the person who created them.
I love it when you say stuff like that, Benji. Do you know that?
The fact that this one is laying here with one partially melted member still alive and the rest of it dead is enough for Astoria to know that this one failed. They were not successful in getting this to work. Probably because this is a closely guarded secret of the Zemisk clan. That they are not too keen on anyone else having. The Zemisk are one of those clans that are kind of straddle the line between Sabbat and Camarilla. They, to a man, are sadists. But they don't generally vibe with the Sabbat's willingness to do insane shit. If one of these walking through Times Square would absolutely shatter the Masquerade. As you guys now know, the Masquerade no longer exists. But someone in this group or individual Sabbat has gotten their hands on the knowledge needed to at least begin trying to make this happen.
Okay, what was the creature's name again?
They're called a Vost. And I am putting spelling in the chat. That is the clan.
Oh, I was so wrong. Spelled like tzatziki.
Yeah. It's possible I'm mispronouncing that, but it's fine. I did look up the pronunciation for Vosd, but I did not remember to check what how Zemisk or whatever is supposed to be pronounced.
I think it's just actually Zemici.
Zemici, that would make sense because it is they are like all Italian. It is
yeah. I think it's just actually Zemici.
Now that I'm looking it up, yeah, it is Zemici.
Okay, so. I've never heard it out loud either. So when you like said it, I was like. I'm going to roll with it, honestly, but I don't think that's the word that it's supposed to be.
It is Zemici.
Okay.
So, these fucking Italians.
Yeah. The flesh shapers.
Of course. Ma's out here with the fucking Italians.
Fucking hey. Italians.
Okay. Astoria tilts her head and stares down there. Well, it's a real good thing that didn't work.
Yeah, looking at it says yes, but
give a little
more gesture.
Chase yeah. Walks over to it?
Yep.
You're going past the wards?
No, I suppose right up to the end. Are the wards just along the wall, like, as we're going down, or are they... Is there, like, also a big circle around it?
Circle all the way around it.
Okay, I thought it was just as we were going down, we saw that there were more wards on the walls.
Me too. It is intended to prevent anyone from coming up the stairs, but also from burrowing their way out. Because an elephant-sized monstrosity of flesh and bone that decided it didn't want to be here anymore could probably just do that.
Important clarification. Anyone from coming up?
That's what Astoria was thinking.
Yeah.
We're at the top of the stairs still, right? Or did we go down there? Yeah.
I have not gone in there yet.
Okay. I don't know if there's any retconning available for Chase, but Astoria did say, hey, there's wards here that exist. Is he down there still? When we can figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, like, big shrug. You guys can scuff the runes if necessary. It'll be alright.
Yeah. It's a Vazd, I think. Old Camarilla magic that is a closely guarded secret. I don't think they've got all the information needed to make it work, but it looks like they're closer than I'd expect, honestly. So that's
closer than we want.
Well, a lot of this is closer than we want, but I'd say, depending on the timeline here, we might be expecting one to be at the next place.
Oh, and I'm sorry, small correction. A lot of the Camarilla are Italian, but the Zemishi specifically are Hungarian. They're straight up from Transylvania. And Astoria would know that the Zemishi in particular have clashed with the Hermetics a lot in the past. And this particular beastie was specifically designed to allow them to wipe out werewolves.
Oh. And it's a werewolf hunter. Great.
Oh.
All right.
Well, start yelling, scuff the runes.
Yeah. And then it gets out. We'll just attack it from here.
Mostly dead.
Yeah, Chase.
Mm-hmm.
As you get a closer look at this thing, you do just see the very large amount of eyeballs, claws, limbs coming off of everywhere. It looks like it would locomote by some combination of if you put spider legs on a hut, like from Star Wars.
Yeah, dragging, squirming, and otherwise propelling itself with too many limbs and too much squishies.
Yeah. Lots of teeth, lots of eyes. Yeah. and the one bit of living life form that you can see that hasn't begun to run away. I'm sorry?
One of my candles just burnt out.
What you get for going inside the fucking ward area?
You see the partially melded into the mass of probably a teenage boy, 15, 16, hard to tell because he's half melted. But you can see kind of the left half of his upper body and most of his head poking out of the mass. Mostly slumped over, but very slowly tilts his head up and looks kind of through you. Very dead eyes, nothing going on back there. This dude's got maybe an hour.
Outstanding. Gonna lean kind of a little bit closer, still like hand on hilt of sword, but just lean in a little closer. Look him in the eyes. Are you mad, buddy?
nothing.
I didn't think so, but the next part might be fun.
Are you antagonizing a brain-dead monster?
No. No, see...
He's doing something with it.
See, guys, brain-dead is the key word. Chase is kind of like wiggling a finger, like straightens up a little bit, one hand behind his back, the other one wiggling a finger, full Dr. Reynolds mode. Brain-dead is the key word here. I think where you all see a monster, I see a new friend.
What the fuck?
Maybe we should have kept Naomi with us.
Explain?
I have to make it back to Naomi. And this thing's large and scary. You know what we're not? Large and scary. Benjamin.
Yo.
That is going to be two successes as Chase turns back towards the thing and makes eye contact with the one remaining dude in there that seems to be alive. Well, I suppose actually my difficulty would be equal to its willpower, which is, I'm assuming, not fucking much, yes?
Correct.
Cool. Probably three successes then. Worth of mind four, mind control.
Okay.
Gonna start with just kind of a gentle poke at the brainstem. Knock, knock, anybody home? Sounds like the answer is fucking no, which means this should be very easy. Is it very easy?
Yeah.
Like putting on a glove.
Yeah, there's nobody home.
Okay. Gonna give it a little wiggle. Figure out probably, I'm guessing, that only the little bit that's still alive can actually move.
Correct. And even then, very little. It's like he can move that head and a little bit of that shoulder, and the rest of it is just dead.
Well?
There's no... To give you, I guess, the back, the bones in the soup, as it were, of why this thing's not working, you would catch this, basically, as you start poking at it with mind magic, is that there is a... they were not successful in melding these things into one, so they all just died, or have been in the process of dying, and probably cannibalizing each other to an extent to not die.
Yeah.
Except for this guy.
Benjamin.
Yo.
Did you know at Spirit 2 you can invite spirits into matter?
Yeah.
So, Astoria, it's quite brain dead and quite under my control. I believe we can go ahead and smudge those runes to avoid trapping all ourselves in here. You guys like poetic justice?
Usually, yes, but in this instance, I don't. Like monsters like this?
I don't either. But I have a feeling there's quite a few people that were violently murdered here who would love a nice blobby body to inhabit in exchange for getting a crack at the people that did this to them.
That is probably factual.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Necromancy.
I don't like it.
That is not the way that was meant to be used, Chase.
Yeah?
Brother Charles takes a step back up the stairs. I cannot be a part of this.
You don't think that maybe getting their vengeance might help them move on? Re-enter the cycle? Does anyone here have an idea of how to help all of these spirits move on? Are we planning on just leaving them here where they were tortured to death for all eternity?
Gonna do a reminder to Chase so he might retcon that. The brother father had already said that they were going to be coming back to work on the area.
And also that it was a process that may take them, like, up to and including possibly years.
Sure. Just didn't know if that changed your response.
No, it doesn't.
We don't even know where we're going yet. Like, this is a paradox generating monstrosity. Like, we can't travel with this thing. Like, I understand what you're saying, and I understand that it's very useful.
This thing, you in particular, you have correspondence for now, don't you? Did you? I don't remember. I could have sworn that you got to do it. No.
I don't think anyone has correspondence for yet.
Okay.
Nope, I have Core 3, I have Life and Prime 4.
That does change Chase's answer to this question, but that's why I asked before I started answering. The story of most of what we do is quite paradox heavy when we get seen, but your girlfriend, in particular, is quite adept at hiding things. I have figured that out well enough on my own as well. And the people we would be setting this in front of are not exactly the sort we'll be getting any paradox out of.
So you want to put the spirit of already tortured spirits of these people into this torturous creature and hope that they can't do anything to control it once it gets there.
That, yeah.
Long and short of it.
It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Okay. Sounds like nose across the board. But,
if it was another time of the month, I think it would be safer. But if it's spirits in there, you can't control them yet. And if I lose control, they're off on a rampage, potentially.
Likely.
I understand the value in what you're saying. I just...
Jesse goes upstairs.
I can't help you up there.
Well, like, with the father or whatever?
Brother. The monk.
Brother.
The monk. Same.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, like, still close. She's just following, like...
She's top of the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope for all our sakes that we don't get to this fight and think, wow, I wish we had more muscle. But if that is how everyone feels, given what the progenitors turn out, I'd figured that this might not be too alien for you, Jessica, but...
No, that's exactly why I don't think this is okay. You know how I feel about the progenitors.
I understand.
I know how we're all going to feel if someone doesn't make it home, too.
I'm not in a position where I can guarantee it won't go crazy. During the day, I can't guarantee that. I don't have enough resources to make sure that it goes well. And especially not if we're traveling cross country to find this place first. I think it's a good idea. I think that it's useful, and I think it gives us muscle that we didn't have. And I think that we are in far too deep to be very choosy about what we... are getting help from. But the fact that it could frenzy and kill all of us, if I don't keep it under control at the time of the month that is the most hazardous for that...
Chase is going to shrug and just stick the tip of his katana in the thing's throat. Fair enough.
There's a brief gurgle, and it slumps.
It's done.
Okay.
Okay.
And my other candle, it was a duo candle, the other one just burnt out.
We're toast.
Chases.
Well, can we get out of here? No, can we set this place on fire and then get out of here?
Please.
I mean, I don't know about lighting up the night sky right now, but I do like the idea of burning this place down.
I have a feeling the people that are important already know we're here.
True, they may know we're here, but do when they know we're done?
Probably when we leave, yeah.
Brother Charles takes he kind of briefly puts a hand on Jesse's shoulder in a just kind of a reassurance sort of way of like, I understand what you're feeling right now, and I'm there, I'm here. Kind of steps past her. I have a small camp set up not far from here. We can assess what we know and start trying to make plans moving forward. But yeah, I'd like to not be here either.
Yeah.
Before we go, that purple room, the one that was very obviously the Nafandi room. Mm-hmm. Was there any personal effects in that?
No. Other than the photo album, she very meticulously took all of her stuff with her.
The photo album is still something personal.
Correct. Yep.
I am going to actually go recover the rest of that photo album and not make any particular attempts at hiding it.
Okay.
Just...
And we're also grabbing the knife.
A knife or two, yeah. Some of the fancier, like... Gonna take the moment to look and to see if there's, like, any handles that are a little more worn than the rest.
Mm-hmm.
A knife exactly. That's been used more often.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Snag one or two of those. And the... photo album, because these are both things that might be worth a -1 to our casting difficulty later on.
Does he say that out loud?
does he give his
reasoning?
But yes, Chase will explain that having somebody's personal effects can make it easier to affect them with magic. And
okay, because as soon as he comes back down with that album, Jesse is going to give him the strongest stank face. Like, oh man, she is disgusted seeing him with that in his arms, and it only kind of tones down when he says it's for casting later.
Yeah, just like flick the cover of it a couple of times. This might provide the edge we need if it comes down to a magical duel. No telling.
The second window with the shit it goes.
Of course.
Fine.
We are still all on the same page here, yes? Nafandi have to be killed by any means necessary?
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
I just don't want to become one in the process of trying to get rid of them.
That.
Fair enough.
You should probably check the taint on that book, too. Because it's probably fucking gross as hell.
And once we're back outside, Chase is going to kind of hold the book out to Astoria. And, you want to take a look kind of way?
Yeah. Astoria.
Knives, too.
Grabs book.
Okay.
Turning on spirit and entropy vision. Huh. With what diff plus one? 5 successes. It's still nighttime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 5 successes for turning on the visions.
Jessica had a light ball over her head that she cast when y'all first came in.
And then would you like a investigation roll or something?
The vision should be fine. Yeah, as predicted, these are both gloriously worm tainted. To the degree with the knives, at least, that there's probably spirits fused into this thing. Zamishi knife work is not exactly respectful to the spirits involved. So that kind of resonance probably has fused some of the spirits involved into these knives. And the photo album itself, going back about 20 years of being adjacent, 20 plus years, more than that even, of being adjacent to Nafondic rituals. If you left this thing in a room that a mundane sleeps in, they're probably committing family annihilations by the end of the week.
Oh, these are terrible. Oh, these are really gross. Ugh. Yeah, like tainting people like that it's near. Kind of bad. It could probably contain the worst of it for a little bit, but like definitely something that we should destroy. Also, this has got like 20 years of ick on it, so you probably really could use that to find somebody. That being said, they left it behind, so maybe someone should check there's no trackers on it.
That sounds like Olathe with correspondence, probably.
That would be the one.
All right.
Of course, and probably prime. Yeah.
I'm going to check them both. Look. 7, 5. That'd be what? 2 or 3?
What?
What sphere I'd be aiming at?
I think just 1.
Oh, is it just 1?
Yeah.
Oh, alright. Well, then that brings me up to 3 successes.
Okay. Sure is, buddy. There sure is a core tracker on this bitch. They're not dumb. They left it there to get in Jesse's head and figured you would use it for what you're using it for. Their uses of magic aren't that different than yours.
There is. Give me a
nice
few seconds here. And Olathe is going to light up a cigarette. And with, let's see, taking that apart would be what?
Yeah,
that's
fine.
I mean, Olathe had said what she was... Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. We need it anyways. So, like, anyone else speak now if you think we shouldn't?
Nope, go for it.
Sounds all quiet. So, did you know tins explode, Ben?
Sure do.
Yeah, so we're looking at what? A 2-2 effect?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 successes to start with.
Okay, and you're...
basically wrapping the smoke from the cigarette around it to break the, break its own knowledge of where it is.
Okay.
And break it that way.
Okay. So, basically just severing the outbound signal.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, like I said, 5 suck. And I guess see how I feel about it.
As best you can tell, there's nothing still coming off of it. It's at least contained for the time being.
Something.
In the same way that this is the deeply personal idol, I mean, we can use it to find someone. They could also probably still search for their deeply personal item.
Yep.
But it's a start.
Which is why I want to throw another set of rolls at it, Ben. I had said that... Alright, we're going to keep doing that. Okay, we're going to keep doing this. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. 6 successes to continue basically not having it know where it is in a correspondent sense.
Okay.
And I'd like to include the knife in that too. Just kind of a little bubble of I don't know where the fuck I am.
Okay. Throw that in current effects chat once you've done that.
Alright.
With an investigation, did I find spirits attached to it, or would that be a separate roll?
You did a spirit vision roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit
entropy.
Yeah, there's ghosts in the knives.
Odd question. Could I make that feel like it was destroyed? Like it's lost because it's gone?
That would probably require you to influence the mind of the person it's connected to.
Yeah, or alter the matter itself, which may make it lose what it is that we are trying to use.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, if you alter the matter pattern of it, it would no longer be the thing that was intimate to the person you're trying to track. And to make it seem like it was destroyed, I think you would need to fuck with the brain of the Nefandi themselves.
That's fair.
Nefandis themselves.
Yeah, I said it, and then I consider it, and I'm like,
No, it's not a bad thought. It's just...
The only way around that would be, I guess, to temporarily change it and then change it back. Which, like, matter effects, once they wear off, like, most effects just go back?
Possibly.
Like, matter, once it finishes whatever it does, it goes back to its previous shape. Normally. Right. But...
Okay. Alright. What now?
Okay, so you said there are ghosts attached to it?
Yep.
Are they trapped within or just like floating around?
Trapped within.
Okay, I'm going to keep an eye on that.
Okay.
There's ghosts in these knives. Just.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Wow, that's super fucked up.
And she side eye as Astoria kind of like pats her armor self-consciously.
Oh, Olaitha's gonna look directly and pointedly at her arm.
Yeah, Jessica kind of looks down at her knife arm like, oh yeah, okay.
At least the yours is a little more willing.
Astoria looks down even further.
Astoria commences shrinking.
The urge to heavily, they just turn and go, Astoria! It's so strong.
Astoria's demon is not there consensually, nor is it something that, like...
Yeah, I don't think a
positive experience.
Yeah. That one kind of sucks for both parties.
Anyways, we should go.
We should go. Well, Jesse,
burning this place down?
That was going to be my question. Do you want to do this one?
Oh, yeah.
Figured you might.
You probably need to stay to make sure it doesn't spread then.
Yeah. What's my diff for setting a house on fire?
I mean, it's just diff 5 with a lighter to start a fire.
It should be... Well, if you're creating fire from nothing, then it's a forces 3 effect.
Mm-hmm.
But as I recall, you have a rote.
I do also have a rote.
So it would be a diff 5.
You have a rote and a lighter.
Yeah, if you do have a lighter, you could just like the fucking X-Man. Or like Lamplighter from The Boys, where he is, you just manipulate an already existing fire, which is just a diff 2. So either way,
She does not have a lighter. Jesse doesn't carry a lighter. She's not a smoker.
So Jesse was given one at least, but fair.
It wouldn't be something that she would instinctually keep on her.
So either way, it would be a diff 5.
Yeah. I'm going to use a willpower. Six successes for a controlled burn.
Okay.
Whole thing up in smoke at like just like a snap, huge fucking fire.
Okay.
But like she is staring at it and keeping it contained.
Is she though?
Yes.
She controlled the fire, or does the fire control her?
It's a mutual thing. So, Jesse, looking up at this giant house, does her typical I am dragon, and sets the place ablaze. Fire starts throughout the bottom floor, shattering windows. The skinned human on the front door rapidly consumed, and seems to race through the building almost like a living thing, steadily devouring it.
Can I do a quick retcon?
What you got?
Before she would have started actually torching it,
mm-hmm.
She's going to ask our brother friend. He was doing last rites earlier, right?
Yes.
Can he do that while she does this?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he probably
would. She would like him to like be standing with her saying them.
Okay, yeah, he would begin offering last rites of contrition over everyone who died here. It takes a long time for a house this big to burn down, but Jesse did just apply napalm to the situation, basically. So before long, every window of the house that is visible has shattered, and fire is streaming out of it. It's a towering inferno all across the building.
Disco inferno?
If you like. So are we staying and watching until this place is a pile of ash, or are we calling the job good and moving on?
We're staying to make sure it doesn't spread, right?
That one.
Can I speed it up?
Yeah, you could probably continue to roll more forces and.
Oh, I meant with time. Can I just fast forward this burn?
You'd take a little paradox about it, but you could do it.
Whatever. What diff you want?
Is that a time 3 or a time 4 effect?
I have time 4.
You know you do. Sorry, let me...
To speed things up a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's time 3.
I think it's time 3 as well. Like a full rewind is like... more, but just to speed things up a little bit, I believe that's time 3.
Yeah, so diff 6.
Okay, but 2 successes to speed things up.
Yes, it is 3.
Okay. How do? How's she casting that?
So typically her time magic is done through silence. However, one of Jesse's other choice foci is really, really prevalent right now, and she's fucking angry. So as she's standing there and, you know, they're waiting for the burn and she doesn't, you know, immediately think to speed it up, she's going to bubble with rage and then scream, "Come on!" and like clap at it, you know? Like she's gonna fucking harass the fire.
Amazing.
And it's going to combine the foci of anger and impact with the clapping of the hands. And she has applied time effects to other people this way in the past. I want to say right before the vampires. So it's not entirely new. It's just the first time that she is speeding up something this large.
Yeah. Okay. Roll it.
I had two successes.
Two successes. Okay. I believe you'll take a point of paradox for that.
Okay.
I need to look.
You want my count? Does that count as a roll for it?
Yeah. How much paradox do you have currently?
I got six.
Six paradox. Fishy die. That's an 11. You're Gucci.
Hell yeah.
All right. So yeah, as you guys are watching, Jessica kind of goes to start joining in on the Burnination, and then Jesse does her little display, and it seems to move faster, because it is moving faster, and what should have taken at least a couple of hours to burn this bitch to the frame takes maybe 15 minutes, and the thing starts to collapse in on itself.
Thank you. Jesus.
All right. Well, we ready to move on?
Very much so.
I've been ready to go since we fucking got here.
Can't say that I blame you. Well, it's late. I, for one, am exhausted. I don't know if any of us will sleep tonight after this. Probably best that we give it a shot. To camp?
I suppose to camp.
All right. Let's go collect the horses, and I will lead the way to a safe place. Well, as safe as anything probably is around here. It's kind of obvious that he is making an effort to be more upbeat than he actually is right now. But he leads the way across the field and back to where the horses are rather nervously waiting tied to trees. Any last minute tasks before we put this place behind us?
Shake of the head.
All right.
None that anyone's going to agree with.
Yeah, he kind of gives you a long look. He's not really sure what to do with that. Or you, in general.
Yeah, well. One of us is here to kill a Nefandus. He can feel how he wants to.
Fair enough.
If I could control it, I'd be in, dude.
That ship has already sailed. There's still several opportunities that we're leaving here, but Chase is grumpy. He's not going to mention that we should pull some Lord of the Rings shit and lead an army of ghosts against these Nefandi, because I'm still about 80% confident that if we just asked these ghosts nicely, do you want to go kill some Nefandi, they'd probably just say yes.
The funny part is the Letha, I don't think we'd have any issue with that.
Yeah, that's not what anybody said no to. We said no to shoving them in the fucking the homunculi,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's still necromancy.
I mean, yeah, but like, that's a story of Brandon's necromancy for sure.
Alrighty.
I mean, if you want to bring it up.
Eh. Let me roll about it. See how sulky Chase is going to be. You know, yeah, actually, with the one success on that roll there that I've forced on myself. After Brother Charles kind of gives him the weird look and turns to leave, Chase is going to shrug. Still think there's something, you know, something about angry ghosts here that we're leaving behind. Zombies aside, does anyone else feel like maybe one of these angry ghosts are angry enough to do something about it?
I mean, I can start it with you if you can maintain it throughout the day.
Let's just ask.
Yeah?
They may be willing to join on their own.
Credit is given for just asking. Which was the original plan with the meat monster, but that's neither here nor there. We'll get there. Benji, you said that the ghosts were pretty thick in the area, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, with three successes to renew spirit vision, I guess.
Okay.
And one for spirit speech, which should be plenty. That's kind of a yes or no, not a effectiveness thing. Wow. Just going to look towards the nearest ghost, hold up a hand, and say, excuse me.
Okay.
Very clearly talking to it, like looking at straight at it, waving a point if it's like, if it gives them the like who me kind of yes you.
Valid.
He has such a way with this.
He's a better talker than I am, so I'm gonna let him do it.
Walking over towards it once it has perceived him with a very charming grin.
The nearest ghost looks to have been like a middle-aged woman. Kind of nondescript, nothing super like standout-ish. Definitely was one of the people turned into a battery and attached to the tree. Because she is wandering around, steadily trying to stuff her intestines back inside her. She is not having much success.
This is perfect. Thank you, Benji.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you.
Why, Brain?
Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at Spirit 3, you can shape ephemera?
You can.
One more. Excuse me, ma'am.
Still wandering. Still stuffing. Still not getting very far. She, like, briefly glances in your direction and then looks away with an obvious, I'm busy. These belong inside me and they won't get there.
Ma'am, I'm trying to help you. And I've had a very long day that's been very stressful. And Chase is gonna, like, gesture with left hand, like, fingers curled like claws in a raising gesture. Closed fingers into a fist. And it's Spirit 3 for that, and I'm at +2 to the difficulty. So, 4 successes. Look upon me and behold, ma'am.
Wild.
Just fix her.
Okay. You do. And she kind of stops, pats herself a little bit, realizes that her insides are no longer on the fucking outside, and just kind of stops and stares at you.
Would you like to talk now?
Sure. Where am I?
Dead.
What the fuck is going on?
You're dead. You were murdered by some particularly nasty people.
Fuck.
Along with quite a few others. I don't know if you can see them. I'm still a little new on that front. Do you see a bunch of other people wandering around here looking an awful lot like they also wish their insides were still inside?
No.
Huh. Benji, I can still see people from here, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's shitloads of them, and she can only see me. Okay.
Yep.
Well, you'll have to take my word for it, then. There's a lot of people here. I'm assuming you don't particularly enjoy being dead, yes?
Is there a way for me to not be dead?
Sort of. The good news, reincarnation is real. The bad news is, you do have to move on for that. Good news part two is, I'm reasonably confident that if you were to aid in taking vengeance against the people here who murdered and tortured, from the looks of it, dozens of people, that may be a good step towards moving on and re-entering the cycle. And I can give you that opportunity.
Okay. And how does that work exactly?
Base is gonna hold out a hand to the ghost. And one singular success worth of ghost touch, because that is spirit two, I believe.
I believe so.
Just hold out a hand to the ghost and ask, do you believe in magic?
Well, not really, until she waves in the general direction of the tree. That seemed like some kind of fucked up witchcraft.
That's what we're working to stop. If you'll come with us.
Okay.
Hand still outstretched.
Takes the hand. You feel a ice-cold ghost hand.
She look a little bit more like she believes in magic now.
Yeah. Or she probably believed in magic around the time that her small intestine got wrapped around an oak tree, but like, you know.
I mean, yeah, but like a little bit more now.
Always an oak.
I think I actually had previously said it was an ash tree, but yeah. You know.
I believe you did.
You did, because I was thinking about Emerald Ash Borer.
This is how.
I see.
We are hunting down the people that did this to you. If you can help us, it's not going to be an easy fight for us. But I believe if you and several others like you are willing to join, it could at least be a little bit more balanced our way.
Well, I've never really been in a fight before, but I guess I can try.
Look on the bright side. You can't die twice, right?
I guess that's fair. This isn't great. Being dead kind of sucks. As this is happening, can I get a perception alertness from Airbody that isn't Chase and his doggo.
Perception awareness. Whatever you want.
What diff?
Diff 6.
Or from Aletha.
So I rolled 5 ones.
Oh my god, Aletha!
What the fuck?
This is how you got us killed last time!
One, 7, 1, 1, 1, 8, 1.
Screenshot or photograph that, because I gotta see.
Wait, yeah. That's only a triple botch, though.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's a triple botch, but I still rolled 5 ones.
What was the diff again?
6.
6, okay. So 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Jesus Christ, dude. 4 for Taryn, 3 for Astoria, and apparently Elaine's getting us a part 2 in the fucking death by perception role.
Fucking.
If I had a nickel for every time this has happened to me, I would only have 2 nickels, but it's weird that it's happened twice.
It's only a triple watch, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's not technically a quinta, but goddamn.
It's impressively bad either way.
Thank you.
Get my character's magic taken away twice, bitch.
Okay.
Look, I'm just saying, I haven't had a long-term campaign without one yet. I'm just it's gotta happen every game now, I guess.
How do I do this?
Bud, we don't know.
I know how
we
to
just
do this.
Rolled. We had someone roll 5 ones. We don't have a goddamn clue.
I know how to do this. Hold on.
Jesse falls into the fire.
She is mad distracted right now. I'm just saying.
I need for one.
Jesse, 2 nickels.
Something that isn't a D20 or a D8. Hello, Mr. D6.
Fucking happened twice.
Give me one moment, please, while I roll some dice about it.